We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And joining us right now, the great, radio, Spanish radio voice of the Yankees, the Philadelphia Eagles, the great Ricky Ricardo. Hi, Ricky.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up?
In-house Rick, visit. How about that?
That's unbelievable. Well, and you're flying out again tomorrow, right?
Flying back tomorrow for night game against the Orioles.
You are hustling, bro.
I'm doing lots of work.
Now you understand.
That's a commitment right there. Especially to leave the sun and the beauty of South Florida.
Well, he's not leaving for
Central
long.
Florida.
No. I tell you what, there was a I got up very early to catch the first flight out this morning. And as I'm walking out my front door, there's three rabbits.
Three rabbits.
Little bunny rabbits.
Right.
Okay. I'm saying, oh, it's Easter. Oh, la, la, la. It's still, you know,
it's 80
degrees.
Still like a month till Easter.
80
know?
Degrees outside.
Oh, God.
You know?
Well, the weather's getting better. It's starting to trend up here a little bit.
Yeah, I brought a little temperature.
You did.
It's starting to trend up.
You came on a good day.
Trending
sun,
up.
High 40s. It's not terrible.
Yeah, I think it might hit 50 today.
Not 50s. Bad at all.
And I learned, I did not realize that you're an Orlando Magic fan.
How about that?
Because Ricky starts telling me, yeah, my team
had
a tough loss.
I live in Orlando.
I know, but I just didn't. Just because you live somewhere doesn't necessarily mean you're going
to
be a fan of that.
I went to high school there. Just all like right. Every good Cuban family, we made money in Jersey and moved to Florida.
I'm surprised you weren't at Bay Hill over the weekend for the golf.
No, I had
Francisco Molinari.
Bryce
yesterday.
Harper, his debut on Saturday for our sister station in Philadelphia that I do work for, and then Saturday night down in Sarasota, which you know very well. That area is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Yankees and Orioles.
Yeah.
And then yesterday the Yankees and Tigers.
Yeah.
Was it Pirates, Tigers? I don't know who we played.
It was the Pirates. It's spring training.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it this morning. I was like, what's the Met? I've watched Met and Yankee spring training games. I have no idea what their records were. I was curious to check it this morning, and I was kind of surprised to see the Yankees were 8-6 and the Mets are 8-8.
Yeah.
That's how little it means.
Yeah. It means nothing.
Is there anything? So, because we're about halfway, I think, now as
two
far
weeks,
as games.
2 weeks from tonight, the Yankees will be at Nationals Park.
Right. They have an exhibition game.
The last game in Florida is 2 weeks from yesterday.
Hmm.
So 2 weeks from tonight, they'll play the Nats in an exhibition game in the nation's capital. They'll get here, rest for 2 days, and then open on Thursday.
And hopefully the weather will be nice when they play the Orioles.
Can only hope.
Yeah. What is the biggest takeaway so far from spring training from what you've
Severino.
Seen?
Severino. So far, it's the Severino injury. Everything. And Hicks, who should be back in the lineup, not tomorrow, but Wednesday night. Against the Philadelphia Phillies, another night, a couple of straight night games.
Why are they playing so many night games, the Yankees?
Big crowds.
Okay, that makes sense. I mean, I would think most spring training teams would do that because I figure more people can go.
Yeah, during the week, they've got plenty of 6:30 games, and those sell big time.
Yeah.
Those are big crowds. Severino's injury, obviously, Hicks should be back. The lack of progress from Clint Frazier, who's just not there yet.
He's not performing. Yeah.
Gary Sanchez working on his defense, but still the bat is slow. Okay. Troy Tulowitzki, believe it was 0-for-12 going into yesterday's game with 9 strikeouts in those 12 at-bats. Booney just says it's a timing issue with him, but at least he's healthy. The guy that really looks good, both with the glove and the bat, that's going to take, I think, and there's no sophomore slump in this guy. I think he's going to take another step forward.
Andujar?
Is Miguel Andujar.
All right.
I mean, just amazing.
Well, we know that he's worked very hard to improve his defense at third base, and in the limited amount of innings I've seen him play, he's looked good.
Yeah.
And so, commitment is half the battle. I mean, if he's really sitting there working his tail off, he's going to become a competent defensive third baseman. There's no doubt in anybody's
mind.
He's
out there with Willie Randolph each and every morning, first guy there. Working on defense, working on the way he just waits for the pitch to be thrown. He's not flat-footed. You know, he's just doing everything the coaching staff is telling him. And what I can tell you guys is Aaron Judge is, I think, the unofficial captain. He has become the leader.
No, he's the face of the team.
He's the face of the team.
No doubt.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think he enjoys that. A couple of years ago, there was still a little bit of, Gomer Pyle in there. Oh, well, I'm here. Not anymore. He has taken control of that. I think he enjoys being the leader in the face of that team right now.
Who's the first baseman?
Oof. You know, Interesting. They've said Luke Voit has a leg up on Greg Bird. Bird is hitting the ball hard, all right? He's making solid contact. Bird is doing everything you can ask of him this spring. Problem is, so is Voit.
Right.
They're both playing well.
But the Yankees want Bird to be the first baseman, don't they? Really? I mean, if you, in their heart of hearts, wouldn't you think so?
You know, I often ask myself, did they come out and say that Voit had a leg up just to light a fire under Bird?
Right. Probably.
Because they really want Bird? I just don't see how, unless there's just 2 weeks of terrible baseball and injury, who knows, you know, God forbid. I just don't see how Voit, who is such a big presence with that team, how are you going to take him off the bag?
I agree with you, but yeah. I sense what Joe is saying is true, that I think in a perfect world, they want Bird to be the guy. He's the guy who's been in the system, the lefty, better defensively. They want it to be Bird.
They have downplayed this whole right-handed thing. They're so right-handed, lack of left-handed power. You know, look, Bird is what it is. You know, Bird is a left-handed power-hitting first baseman. So by the blueprint and all logic, like Joe just mentioned, you would think they would want Bird. If both guys continue playing the way they are for these next 2 weeks, then we're going to test that theory of Voit having the leg up.
The thing that annoys me a little bit is the idea that both can't make the team. Because I do think there's room for both of them, especially with Clint Frazier not having a big spring training. And right now, it doesn't look like Clint Frazier's going to make the team, right? Is that fair to say? Tyler Wade, give me a break. I mean, all Tyler Wade has ever done is hit in the minor leagues and hit in the spring training. He never hits at the major league level.
Guess what? He's going to make the team.
Of course he is.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, I don't buy it till I see it at the major league level. I'd be intrigued by having both Bird and Voit make the team because I think they're a day. If both of them are hitting, Ricky, in the start of the year.
You can't have Voit on the roster and not playing, okay? He'd be like a pressure cooker, you know, in the
dugout.
You're
saying the personality?
Yeah, they're just personality-wise. I don't think you could have him on the team and have him on the bench.
Hey, if they're both hitting, you could play Giancarlo in left field.
It's very similar. The Voit Bird thing has a lot of similarities of Nick Foles, Carson Wentz. They just they really shouldn't coexist on the same team at the same time.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
The problem is, and I know Bird hit a huge home run in the postseason, he just hasn't performed at a consistent level during the regular season when he's getting the opportunity, and usually there's an excuse attached to it, like, well, he was hurt. Well, okay, he's hurt, but he still didn't perform. And so Voit, in those, and this is why I totally agree with your point, in the month and a half that he was the first baseman last year, the guy did so much more than Greg Bird ever did.
Yeah.
It'd be so tough to not give him that first crack at
first
base.
And he's a big presence in the dugout and in the clubhouse. I mean, I've mentioned it too. He looks like Brock Lesnar with no shirt on. I mean, this guy, he's there. He's like you know, one of the M&M boys, you know, reincarnated. He's just a big presence.
So your gut says he's going to be the guy.
My gut says
Mickey and Roger. Now you're Mickey and Roger.
He's got the hair flowing. When you see the old time pictures of those guys, he kind of fits that mold. He could have played. His look, he could have played on those teams.
All right.
I don't think he's saying they're going to hit, you know, 120.
No. I just think he fits that mold.
Yeah. Just like they're not Wentz and Foles. I mean, yeah, they won a Super Bowl, or at least Foles did, with the help of Wentz during the regular season. I'm assuming just personality-wise, you're saying it.
Mm-hmm.
But you think Voit's the opening day first baseman?
I think Voit's the guy.
I hope you're right, because I think he deserves it.
Look,
I'm with him.
He was the guy, energy-wise, on the bench. He hit enough, plays a good first base. They're both playing good defense. They're both hitting the ball. You know, right now it's neck and neck with these two guys performance-wise. That's why I said we're going to test that theory of Voit having the leg up.
Right.
If they're both even, you know, coming down the stretch here these last 2 weeks, then if Voit had the leg up, then Voit's going to win by a nose.
Mm. Severino, you concerned?
Yes. Yep. Anytime it's a shoulder, you're going to have concerns. You know, 2 weeks. When did the injury happen? It'll be a week tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Tuesday.
Right.
Okay. The start was against Atlanta. So it's minimum of 2 weeks. They're going to reevaluate him a week from tomorrow. As Yankee fans, we can keep our fingers crossed that the inflammation is down, that the medication is working, that the injection, you know, helped him. But anytime it's a shoulder. And remember, like I mentioned to you guys before, this is a guy that throws 99, 100 miles an hour in the seventh inning, eighth inning. this is not a big human being.
Right, he's not.
You know, I mean, the body physics. How can a guy that size? He's not Justin Verlander, you know, in size. This is a smaller guy. Oh, that arm can only take so much torque. And coincidentally, it was the first breaking pitch that he threw in that warm-up session. He had thrown nothing but fastballs.
Right, right.
First time he tried to throw something with a wrinkle in it, oop, he felt something. It was smart
it's
enough.
Good thing, he said something.
Yeah, he called it off right away.
Now, Ricky not only is the Spanish voice of the Yankees and the Eagles, he's a big Jet fan.
Yes.
Do you want Le'Veon Bell?
Oof. You know what? Yes. Why not?
He's a hell of a talent.
Yeah. And, you know, with the team, I usually don't like to...
I have very mixed feelings about it.
I know. And believe me, I take Joe's feelings into consideration.
Okay.
Whenever I'm analyzing, what would Joe think?
I'm concerned. But
and I don't usually like to compete with the guys in blue that share the stadium. Okay? But they have a really dynamic wide receiver and a really dynamic running back.
They do.
The Jets have neither.
No.
They have a young quarterback.
Right. Yeah. But Le'Veon Bell could be the Jet version of Barkley. Maybe a little older, I get
right.
it.
Right.
But
27.
But they need something to create
they do.
Some interest over there.
Well,
but
also you gotta give Sam Darnold toys.
Yeah. You win and you'll create interest.
Yeah. Well, I like the offensive lineman coming from the Raiders.
Very good move.
Love that deal. I think they're one more lineman short. Okay. But I do think that Bell would at least give Darnold some options, not just as a running back, but as a receiver.
Sure. He's going to lead the league in touches. He could have 80 catches to go along with 1,400 yards on the ground. There are risks.
I didn't want Antonio Brown. I wanted no part of him.
That's different, though.
That had Santonio Holmes written all over.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Plus, you got to trade for him.
Right.
Plus.
And he's acting crazy. Le'Veon Bell, I thought, made a proper business decision.
Yeah. Matter of fact, looking at Joe's mustache, kind of looks a little bit like the way Antonio Brown now has his.
Well, he's got a little more money. He's a little better looking and got a lot more money.
Antonio's is blonde.
And it's blonde. Right?
Yeah, it's blonde.
Mine is not blonde.
Okay. It's just the sun coming in the window here. It's gray?
There's no blonde left.
I got to show you something.
Unless I'm dying it. I don't think that's happening.
I got to show you something off air. Giannotti's already played it on air if you haven't heard it. But there's a company in which you pay people money, celebrities money, and they'll give you a video message.
Right.
So G spent $500 to get Antonio Brown to give a video message to Mike Francesa.
No.
It's unbelievable. But what's funny is looking at Antonio Brown with the new hair, the blonde mustache, and Brown was, reading the love note,
basically.
Yeah,
I got to see that.
And we'll show it to you off air.
Yeah.
But safe travels and keep up
the great
work. You
leaving us already?
I've got to go make some money.
How's it
My golf game stinks.
Well,
all right.
You're playing.
But at least I get out there and I swing the sticks. I'm waiting to play with you.
Oh, we got
to
do it. This summer. We're going to be up here all summer, right?
All-star break. Because I'm with the team. So.
Right.
But maybe during the all-star break, you come down to Champions Gate Disney.
Go down to Orlando?
Oh, absolutely.
Right, we'll talk about that.
We'll put you on an air. JetBlue. We'll get you down.
All right.
Thank you, Ricky.
I'm in for that.
Anytime, gentlemen.
The great Ricky Ricardo.
Great Ricky Ricardo.
Does the Yankees in Espanol.
Si, senor.
The Eagles in Espanol.
I tell you, that call when Parkey missed the field goal.
The no senor call.
Oh, my God. That's one of the great calls.
I lost it, didn't I?
You did?
Yes. That was great.
So did the Eagle fans.
And
the Bears lost Parkey.
I'll never buy another drink in Philadelphia or a meal.
I'm sure you won't.
It's on the owner.
And you know, Ricky, who else played it? Howard. Howard Stern played it. And that's when you know you made it. Because he don't even care about sports.
No, you're absolutely
right. And he loved it. There you go,
had some fun with that. See you, fellas.
The great Ricky Ricardo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.